BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Friday podcast, everyone, and it's a good one because everyone is enjoying a nice long weekend because Easter, and everyone enjoys that.
Yeah. Is it Easter in Scotland, though?
It's Easter in Scotland, yeah.
Okay, because some bank holidays, they're like, they don't apply, like, if England's got one, then Scotland doesn't, and vice versa.
Mm.
But are we sure?
Yeah, we're sure.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, we're still doing you this Friday podcast, this little bonus thing we do at the end of the week. So obviously, you've got the show 1 to 4, you've got the show.
You've got your show.
Then you've got the podcast, yeah. The Scott Mills Daily, which sort of highlights from the show, all the good stuff from the show without the music. And then on Friday, we get to clear things up from the week, or we get to give you something a little bit different, a little bit extra, and we just sort of squeeze it out on the Friday for you.
This is quite a loose podcast, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, apparently.
Because like, obviously the one in the week is like well slick because it's on the radio, but this is not so much, but I enjoy it.
It is looser. It's the kind of thing we could almost do whilst enjoying a beer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
In fact, next time, let's do that.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring it to you from the pub?
Great idea. That's a brilliant idea.
Especially through the summer, yeah. Right? Well, I will say the producer, what are you saying?
Yeah. Put it on a phone.
On the phone? Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. We could do that.
Yeah,
awesome.
Great. Okay, well, we'll do that next time. So, been told there was no complaints last week.
Okay.
Which our producer Will, is saying is a massive win for us. So, it means we can do this lovely podcast again. And what we're going to do is do something similar to last week's one, Scott, where we go back in time and play out some highlights with stuff that you might have forgotten. And the year that we're going to go back to, and I can't believe we're going back this far, April 2013...
Oh, I thought you were going to say further than that. Do you know what? 2013 for this show was a vintage year.
Yeah. It wasn't as good as 2012.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because 2012, I became single, didn't I? And then a lot of stories sort of happened in that year.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
And I'd also like to say, for the benefit of all the bosses that I know do check this out, none of these shows are as good as the ones in 2019.
Yeah, well, I actually agree with that. However, don't let that spoil this podcast for you. And the very first thing that we've got concerns one of the business ideas that I had. Do you remember I used to be really adamant that one of these business ideas would make my millions?
Every week.
And
this
was a great one, which involves drawing you nude.
Scott Mills.
What's going on, Chris?
Just something I've seen on the internet that sort of amazed me. Quite a bit. I saw it on eBay.
Right.
And it's this bloke who's on eBay selling pictures of celebrities that he's drawn. So he's not a professional or anything like that. He's just seen celebrities that he likes, decide to draw them and try sell them on eBay.
Right. So that these are they're pictures that he's drawn. They're not photos.
Yeah, they're not photos.
Okay.
I very much doubt they've been commissioned because they're not that great quality.
Right. Is he a good artist?
Do you know, he's better than me, but I can't draw very well at all.
No.
I mean, I could give it a go, but I'd need some help from someone. And but I but his ones are really poor. But they include Simon Cowell, Joey from EastEnders, and the pictures I've got in front of me here are of Pat Butcher.
Right.
But the difference is with his pictures, what he's done is he's imagined them. Yeah, I've got them here, you see. He's imagined them.
Oh my God.
Yes. You see them.
Is that Pat Butcher?
Topless.
Yeah.
Yes. And on the website, he's censored them with stars.
Yeah.
To obviously keep it fine. And
what's the Cowell one?
Simon Cowell is down here. Can you see that? I mean, it's not horrendous by any stretch, but equally, it's not amazing quality.
Right. But who actually buys these?
Well, this is it. He's selling them on eBay, and weirdly, people are buying them. So I've seen a business opportunity in this, of course. And I don't really know any other celebrities other than you. So I kind of thought, well, to enter this market, what I could maybe do is start doing drawings of you in my style.
Absolutely not.
Well, there's profit to be made.
What do you mean?
Well, clearly, if he's it costs him nothing to make these pictures. He's then going on eBay and selling them for like £5 a pot. He's earning good money out of it.
It always amazes me what people will buy. Like the person, do you remember that person I knew that used to make Jeremy Kyle cushions?
Yes.
And actually, like, just with his face on, people were buying them.
Mm.
Who buys Pat Butcher topless?
Well, clearly there's a market for it. So I was bored last night and this morning, so thought I'd give this a go. And what I've done is I've drawn pictures of you in a way that maybe people haven't seen you before.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Have a look at these. So there's one.
Let me see.
I haven't starred anything out.
Why have you done pictures of me already?
Oh, well, because I thought if we're going to give this a go...
This is really freaking me out.
...and go sell these pictures. I mean, do you want to describe them?
Can I just see the other one?
There's the other one.
Why are you imagining me nude? This is really weird.
I thought there's more money for the nudes, isn't there?
If your friend and somebody that you work with every day suddenly decided to draw some pictures of you with no clothes on, without your knowledge, would you find that a little bit strange? Because I certainly do.
Yeah, they're very arty, though. And also...
I mean, yeah, they're very arty.
And but flattering.
I haven't posed for you ever. Let me just put that straight. We've never done one of those embarrassing sessions where I've dropped trow in front of you. We've never done that.
It's not like the Titanic. That scene from that.
I just want to make that very clear. But there's two. You've done two as well.
Yeah. Are you unhappy that we're even talking? Are you unhappy?
I just find it a bit odd, Chris, to be honest. And also, there's something you haven't actually realised. No one will actually buy these.
Well, this is where you're wrong, actually, because I went out on the streets a little bit earlier.
Are you actually joking?
To go and try sell these, or to gauge the interest of people out and about.
Why would you do that?
Well, I wanted to see if this was a viable business.
You're not allowed to do this. I haven't given you my permission to do this.
But you don't have control of my brain or my art skills.
But I'm not happy with it. Right, let me hear what happened.
Come and get your Scott Mills nudes.
Oh, my God.
Nude pictures of Scott Mills. Come and get your nudes. Celebrity nudes. Scott Mills, as you've never seen him before. Come and see him in the flesh.
Where was this?
This was just outside sort of Stupid Street kind of way earlier today.
So you showed them the pictures?
I did, yeah. No, I held them up. I did my best to sell them.
Right, I don't understand how this has all happened without my knowledge at all.
But you see, where you go wrong with this is there was quite a lot of interest, actually. I went and spoke to people.
Have you got a quick second to just tell me what you think? It's the newest artist in London. Next best thing since Monet, I've heard. What do you think?
It's fantastic. You really captured the masculinity there, yeah.
And how much would you pay?
5 million.
5 million?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, how much would you pay?
50p.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, this is really weird.
Okay. You don't like this, do you?
No, I don't like it. It's really weird. Are we putting the pictures up? Right, well, let me know what you think. If you think of someone that you work with and is primarily your friend, if you think that do you think it's a bit weird that they've been imagining you nude when they're a bit at home alone of an evening, then let me know.
It's a business opportunity, Scott.
Right, who else?
Hello, mate, you all right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
I'm a newest artist in London. I'm doing nudes of Scott Mills.
Yep.
How much would you pay?
How much would I pay?
There you go.
They're good. They are nice, aren't they?
You've never seen him like this before?
No.
But very, very sort of triptych, very postmodern.
I'll probably give you £2 for it.
I love that you're starting to put like little arty terms in as well.
Yeah. Well, it's good art, isn't it?
Can I just point out, and everyone's texting in now, can we just say that I have never laid on a couch for you wearing nothing but the heart of the ocean as I whispered, draw me like one of your French girls. I've never done that, have I?
No.
No, we haven't done that. This is all from imagination.
Mm.
Who's next?
That's another Scott Mills, but this is him sort of lying down.
More relaxed.
It's a bit more sexy there. I'd pay £5.
£5?
£5.
It's more exposed, isn't it?
Absolutely ridiculous.
See, but what's great is then this bidding war just started.
So I've been offered a fiver for these pictures so far. How much would each of you pay?
£5.50.
Yeah.
£6.
£6.50. Okay, brilliant. So you've got the highest bid, £6.50. Anyone beat £6.50?
£7.
£7 here on the left. Anyone for £7.50?
No, you're right.
£7 on the left going once. £7 sold to ladies. So which one would you like?
I'll have that one.
Right. Matt in Canterbury says, Scott, time to get a new friend.
Look, there's money to be made.
Right, you need to tell Mrs. Mead. Check this guy out.
The first word you think of when you see that?
Artist. Specimen. Some would say a swimmer's physique with the lats out. You know, you just get lost in those eyes.
I love him already. I'm thinking I'm coming around to the idea.
Honestly, Scott, there was quite a lot of interest.
I know. Actually, I have to say, you have been very kind in the breast department.
In the breast department?
You really have. I'm quite chiseled.
Scott Mills.
Then there was that time, back in 2013, do you remember, where we got Little Mix on? I mean, they were only just Little Mix then, I think, rather than Rhythmix.
Yeah. That's right.
Everyone forgets that was what they were called. And do you remember what uproar there was when people were like, well, they can't not be called Rhythmics? And everyone thought that Little Mix was a rubbish name.
Well, look, if you have time after this podcast, there is an amazing video with this thing that we recorded with Little Mix. It was truth or dare, but up to another level. So what ends up happening in this, Scott, I do think this game escalated to another level, and it ended up with Jade from Little Mix eating chocolate off me.
Little Mix!
Yay!
Yeah. Genuine excitement because your song is out today.
Yay!
It is out.
Okay, so today with Little Mix, we are going to find out just a little bit more about one of the girls. We are streaming this live online and on mobile, so go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. This game is called Truth or Dare.
Ooh. 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 I love Truth or Dare.
What we're going to do is we are going to spin a wheel now, and whoever the wheel lands on, they will be the person playing Truth or Dare today.
Done.
Okay?
It's scary.
Okay, right, so let's spin the wheel.
Perry, Jesse, Leanne, Jade. Jesse, Leanne, Perry, Jade.
Oh no, it appears to be Jade. Jade, how do you feel about that?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting butterflies, I'm quite nervous.
You'll be alright. Okay, so this is how it works. We have got three stories about you, Jade, from three people on the phone. Now, these people all claim to know you really well, and all of them have a potentially very embarrassing story about you.
This game has really screwed me over in the past, by the way.
We like to do it now and again.
Way to make I feel at ease.
So what will happen now is that you'll hear their voice, they will say their name, and then they will give you a clue about the story they have about you. So, obviously, if you choose truth, then me and the whole country get to hear what could be a potentially embarrassing story. However, if you choose the dare, we will never hear that story ever.
What you gonna do?
But I have to do something.
Is there anything you want to... Yeah, I'll talk you through that in a minute. So,
this is tense.
Is there anything you want to confess now before we start the game?
No.
Oh, it's best to get it out there first.
Anything that happened that you just want to, you know, just tell us.
Nothing I can think of.
Nothing you can think of. You look genuinely scared. I want to give you a hug. Oh. Okay, so here is, on Truth or Dare, the first person who says they have a story about you, Jade.
Hi, this is Jessie from Little Mix.
Right, so that's someone on the phone called Jessie. How do you know her?
Jessie Nelson.
I'm sorry, I got pressured into it.
It was really bad at telling embarrassing things.
How did you do such a thing?
Does Jessie know some stories about you?
Oh, she knows a lot.
Okay, well let's hear what she has to say.
If you choose truth, I'm going to tell everybody the real reason your nickname is Poopy.
Uh-oh. Okay, that looks like it could be bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, but you don't have to do that.
I don't want to tell everyone nationally live on Radio 1 why
Well, then I think you
poopy.
Should do a dare then.
Okay. Right. Well, let's hear the dare.
Take the challenge, Jade. Let's go.
Let's hear
take
the dare.
Take the challenge.
Here's
take
the dare.
The challenge.
You'll be eating a specially prepared dish of your least favourite food in the entire world.
Oh, no. I've got it right here, actually.
So we've got some sushi for you.
Oh!
Do you hate it?
Jade, can I just say?
Floppy fish.
Wait, I can tell you. You don't. You can eat the rice one, which is not bad.
You could eat the rice one.
Okay. I don't know. They're all covered in something.
They've still got a fishy
Jade
kind of.
Jade gags at stuff.
Oh, no,
like
but you don't have to eat it.
No, it's either that or poopy. So. Give us the fish.
Okay, we don't want to know why you're called poopy.
Sushi, yeah.
No, it's fresh.
Right. There you go. Look, you've got the veggie one.
If it's any leftover, I'll have
that's
it.
Nice.
Go on. Nice. Tuck in. You can watch this now on the cameras. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go, Jade.
We might need the bin.
Sorry, Jade.
Do you have to eat the whole bit?
No. Just try a little bit more.
Come on, Jade.
Come on, Jade.
Just a bit of rice.
Yeah,
do the death. Do the death.
Just do it.
Just bite into it.
I don't like cucumbers.
Okay, that's not She doesn't look right.
Is this worse than the cinnamon challenge?
Do you know what's worse? As well?
Nothing's worse than that. About Jade, is she eats like a little mouse.
I know.
So every time she takes a tiny bit. If that was one of us, we'd ram it in.
Yeah, we're
going to
be here till next Christmas, by the way. If you want to
finish
it.
She'll be there all day.
That's all right. You've done it. That's fine.
Done really well.
Well done. Yeah. We'll never know about Poopy, and no one will ever ask Jade again.
Thank goodness.
Okay, next.
I like sushi. I want some.
Yeah.
We've got a whole box there. You can have it.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay, Jade, are you ready for next one?
Wait, no, probably not.
Who's the next person with a story about you?
Hi, this is Perry from Little Miss.
What?
Perry.
This is Betrayal. When did this happen?
It's a potentially band split-up material right here.
Yeah, good game, though.
So let's hear what Perry might be about to tell us if you choose truth.
If you choose truth, then I will tell everybody where you like to play Sudoku.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Okay, well, no.
You've got a bit of time to spare in there.
So you play Sudoku somewhere. We don't have to...
No, because it's really rude.
Hear this
rude?
Story if you choose the dare, which is this.
You'll be spending the day wearing a comedy moustache and eyebrows, courtesy of this permanent marker.
So we've got a permanent marker here. We will be drawing a moustache and eyebrows on you for the rest of the day. So as you walk out, the paps will be there.
Just for today?
Oh, I'm gonna
just for today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah. All
I don't
day.
Think I should get a pap with a tash on. You?
I think quite good.
Hilarious. It will be really funny.
just a little moustache and a little tash.
Yeah. Right,
little tash right, there
I
and an eyebrows.
Yeah, I don't want people knowing me. Sudoku secrets.
You don't want the Sudoku secret. You're
really?
Absolutely sure.
Oh my god.
Are you seriously doing
She's
this?
She's a trooper.
She is.
Okay.
Wow. I'd pick the moustache just because I'm a bit.
Is it Sudoku or is it the moustache?
I say moustache.
Truth or dare, Jade?
I say moustache.
Get a nice tash. I'm going to get a pat with a tash on.
Brilliant.
It'll just look like you haven't shaved it in a while.
When you keep saying tash on, I keep thinking you're going to kiss someone.
And I'm like, truth or dare, Jade? I need an answer.
Dare.
Oh!
Wait, did you say
yes.
Did you say a monobrow as well?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So, who wants to draw this?
This is happening now on the Radio 1 website. Jade is about to get moustache and possible monobrow. Perry, do you want to do the honours?
Me? I'm a bit... All right, then, I'll try.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
La, la.
Oh, do you want to hurt a little face? I can draw a monobrow.
Take one for the team.
But she still looks good. That's just so annoying.
Especially if she's got a cute face.
Even with a monobrow. God damn it, what are we going to do?
I think you've got a new profile picture there.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so... poor Jade today. She's like been
what
a little flower. I know.
No one knows about this.
It had
you're not
to
a
be,
victim, Jade. You're a trooper.
That's right. It had to be one of you. And today it's Jade. And just think about it. In 5 minutes, Jade, this will all be over. But now it's the third and final truth or dare.
Ooh.
Okay, so here is person number three. I wonder who this could be.
Oh, no idea.
Hmm. Okay, so here's someone that claims to know something potentially embarrassing about you.
Hi, I'm Leanne from Little Mix.
Okay, so obviously it's a...
Do you know her?
How did we know?
Yeah. How do you know her? Do they know a lot about you?
I thought she was a friend.
Hi!
Did you ever think they would stitch you up on national radio?
No, I did not.
So I'm guessing you want to hear what the rest of the story could be about from Leanne.
Not really.
Okay, here's a little clue.
If you choose truth, I'm going to tell everybody a really interesting story about FaceTime.
Oh! Okay, now this seems like a bad one.
Do you see her face?
Look at her face.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
This thing, you don't have to choose. It's so no one will.
Definitely no.
You do have a choice.
Yeah, you do have the choice.
I can't believe you said that.
I didn't even say
I
that,
know,
Jade.
I thought Jess
this
would.
Is a ring.
No, this is
like
causing
a...
problems.
Ooh, we didn't know. No. But I was sodded.
Right, okay, here we go.
Definitely did.
So, do you want to hear the dare?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Oh, gosh.
You'll be eating chocolate, but yeah, off the bare chest of Chris Stark.
Hey?
So it's either the FaceTime story or you have to eat chocolate.
You told me it wasn't that.
But yeah, it is.
You told me it was not...
Chocolate.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
Wait
in
a minute. What?
So why am I involved in this? This is about her.
Yes, but she's going to eat chocolate off you.
Shoulder and eat it off his shoulder.
So,
isn't it?
That's the dare.
You can either go for the truth, and that's even more.
So, are we going the FaceTime truth, or are we going the dare, which is chocolate? But off, Chris.
It's like it won't come out.
Jade, it's over to you. What's your choice?
Say truth.
This is a tough one. I'm gonna have to go with dare. I don't want anyone knowing, you know, the truth.
Okay.
So how's this working?
So basically, we've got some chocolate here, and
I say she has to eat off his nipples.
Yes.
What?
Jesse.
Yes, Jesse.
How inappropriate.
Maybe just the belly button. Go on, get it out.
It's a belly button.
Doesn't that mean he's got to lie down?
Get your little body down.
Watch all this on the Radio 1 website.
Let's.
If you just lie down, Chris.
Where?
How about you lay here?
Just lay across.
Sprawl yourself.
Sprawl yourself across Little Mix there, just in front.
Can I keep a PG?
What about his forehead?
That doesn't count.
It does. It's him.
So I've got to take it out of his belly button. In with the fluff and everything.
No, where's their fluff? Where's that come from?
Okay, this is happening. So Jade has chosen dare, which is chocolate from Chris's torso, let's say. You can choose.
My mum's listening to this.
Okay, it's fine.
It's all
fine.
Oh,
okay.
Do you know what I would do in this situation?
I'm not telling you.
I've got a way out of it. Just think, Maltesers are very light, and you can use air to simply suck them up, you know?
Okay, all right, here we go then. It's happening.
He's not
Chris is lying down on the desk. Jade is about to go in. Leanne, place the chocolate on the torso. Okay, watch this on the Ready One website right now. Let's go.
Sweet,
Jade,
get that moutache on that.
Suck it out. You're gonna have lipstick on you.
It's in his belly button. Go, 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 go.
Eat it.
Go on, Jade.
You
wish
you had sushi now, don't you?
Yes!
Yay! Ah! Look, you got lipstick all over.
And that was say, Jade, Truth or Dare. Button. I know. Whoa. Oh, you actually got lipstick, Mark.
Yeah.
Is that good? Girls, that was different interview, I think.
That was different.
He's the luckiest man in the world right
now. He is. Thank you very much for coming in today. And sorry, Jade, it was you. It'll be someone else next time.
Scott Mills.
Right, also, back in 2013, do you remember when Dynamo was like everywhere? And we got him in to play Innuendo Bingo. It's Dynamo, hello.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
And if I care to not see you, good night. Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm all right.
Good.
You caught me mid-tweet.
I know.
I'm about to tell everybody to listen to the show.
I know. Listen now. Yeah, people can watch this as well in a minute on their
there's
mobiles.
There's lots of like, plastic all over the place.
Yeah, that's quite normal. This happens every Tuesday and Thursday because it might get a little bit wet. You're wearing black, which is, I know you always do, but it is sensible for this game. It might get a bit wet. Do you have a change of clothes?
I'm all right. I'm not scared of any water.
Good. No, I doubt you are. Are you going to deflect the water back in his face, magic style?
We're worried about like a magical shield or
it'll
something
like
that.
It'll go like the Matrix, or it'll be like.
I thought I could get him totally drenched, but we're just going to keep this fair today. No magic will be involved.
No magic.
I agree. I'm up for that as well. No magic rules should
be applied.
Do you
promise not to use any magic on me?
Well, yeah. I think it's fair on both of us if we don't.
Dynamo is about to play Innuendo Bingo. Are you ready, boys?
I'm ready, yeah.
Now, bear in mind that Chris does play this twice a week, Dynamo, so don't feel...
Is it better than...
Well, no, just don't feel that you have to hold back with him. Do you know what I'm saying? Just if you find something funny in the clips, then absolutely go for it.
He must have lots of clothes.
He does have a special pair of bingo trousers.
Yeah, bingo trousers.
Which
are them now. New ones, yeah.
Are they new ones?
Yeah, new bingo trousers.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so here we go.
It's Tuesday. Right. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Watch now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're on your cameras. It's Dynamo versus Chris. A selection of things from TV or radio. Put loads of water in your mouth. Obviously, if you find the clip and the innuendo funny, the water will come out. Fill your cheeks. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks like Dynamo's got a lot in there. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really good. Okay. Mm. Let's go straight over to Hollyoaks. And Tony here taking somebody by surprise.
You're just at home watching Take Me Out, something like that. I burst in through your back door.
Oh!
I burst into your back door.
Thank you, Tony.
See, what you need to do is you need to, like, see how much I've done.
Well, listen to him giving like, tips.
Yeah, and I'm just...
No, I appreciate it, yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of water. And don't be afraid to spray. Over to the cube now. And this contestant, Dave, under a lot of pressure. But how's he going to handle it?
What do you reckon, guys? Stand in the middle here and just take it in the face?
I think take it in the face, Dave.
Sorry.
Chris.
Yeah. It's all right, it's just like in his trousers.
I look
right.
Like I've wet myself.
Yeah, that's quite normal.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, get him.
I feel like I need a higher stool.
Oh, no, your leg is really wet. Okay. More water, loads of it, please. Get him, Dynamo. Over to the MotoGP bike race now. And is there really time for this during the race? Listen.
Mark Meckers knows exactly what's going on. He's looking up the rear end of the doctor.
Yes.
Oh,
the
man.
Gasp. The gasp only comes with cold water.
Oh. Mark Meckers knows exactly what's going on. He's looking up the rear end of the doctor.
Okay. What's the noise in the background?
It's the MotoGP, isn't it? Okay.
That's a good one. You all right?
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't hold back, Dynamo. We're still at the MotoGP for the next one. And things are starting to get out of hand now.
Iannone, nice work from him inside the top 10. And Ben Spies way down the track there, coming in, his teammate.
Oh, that's
Chris,
uncomfortable.
Chris always goes first.
I better win a BAFTA after this.
Coming in, his teammate.
I know, Gerard Butler, I mean, he kind of enjoyed it. But it's probably a career low for him last week. thanks, Gerard, if you're listening. Okay, a classic now on Inuna Bingo. And it really is quite surprising what you find out on these cocktail-making courses.
What is that?
Well, you have to coat the glass. Salt with a margarita and sugar with a sweet cocktail. But the true cognoscente use pomegranate sugar. Apparently, once you've tried this, you never rim with anything else.
Sorry, I didn't expect that.
Dynamo went before the end of the clip.
Oh, that was a bad one.
That was bad.
I tried to reload. Yeah, didn't happen.
I know.
Once you've tried this, you never rim with anything else.
Good. Cocktail lesson there from Radio 4. Okay, here we go.
Right.
This is a good one. Come Dine With Me. From a few weeks back. And here's something nobody wants to see when they're around a stranger's house. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage. flying out.
Oh, it's gone through.
It's what? Gone through the trousers?
It's gone through.
I like that one. I don't even know why.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
I secretly wore two pairs of trousers to try and, you know, help me out, but it's gone through both legs.
You're wearing two pairs?
Yeah. Are you actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not lying.
See?
I've got two pairs.
That's a trick in itself, doing that, getting them on.
Oh. What? Someone's phone.
Charlie Sloth's outside trying to take pictures of us, looking stupid.
Oh. Hi, Charlie Sloth. Ow. Hey.
Whoa.
Whoa! Okay. Over to Five Live and the Man United Man City game. Alan Green here, really bringing the action on the pitch to life for us back at home.
Looks like he's been warming up quite vigorously.
Yeah, he's got his tracksuit bottoms off. The top comes shortly. And I can see Wayne Rooney being pulled off. I can see Wayne Rooney being pulled off.
Okay, yeah. Okay, this is quite a wet one today.
Yeah, it is.
Lauren in Southampton. I love how Chris just sprayed Dynamo in the face, not holding back. I love bingo, it makes me afternoon. A welcome piano practice break. That's Dan in Liverpool.
It's cold, isn't it?
It is quite cold. Loving Chris's Christmas jumper, that's from David.
It's an awful jumper, isn't it?
It's fine for bingo. Okay, here we go. More water, please. Over to the Radio 2 breakfast show. It's fair to say they don't talk about the same things as Grimmy does.
I'm just going to have a little bit. And then you just have a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then you...
You look at the next baguette, having completely consumed one of these. How did that massive long thing? Where is it? Where is it? It's all inside me now.
Didn't even make it to the end of the clip. It's a good one. Who's wettest?
Dynamo.
Yes, he definitely is.
But I'm catching up.
Yeah, you are. Okay, let's continue. Not that many more. Okay, over to Great British Winter from last month. And they're getting a really good view of nature here in all its glory.
All set and ready for tonight. And hopefully tomorrow I will get my first glimpse of a truly wild beaver.
Oh, boys, look at you.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
How you feeling, Dino? You all right?
I'm a bit thirsty.
Okay. We're going over to Antiques Roadshow now, where the public show the experts some of the most precious possessions.
Well, I wonder what sort of genie will come out if we do give that a rub.
Well, I have rubbed it quite a few times and I've cleaned it and nothing has come
out. Nothing's come out yet. No. Let's have a closer look.
Didn't even get to the end of the clip there. Both absolutely soaked on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Charlie Slough still taking pictures? Is he gone? Mm. Okay. Fiona Bruce here, informing us about one of history's more colourful characters on Antiques Roadshow.
Hannah Forty couldn't afford to drink this bar water, but she was the town's pumper, handing it out to paying visitors.
Small dribble.
But she was the town's pumper, handing it out to paying visitors.
Bet she was.
Yes.
Knew I'd get you in the end.
You're all right. It's not that for anyone.
Oh, no.
Swimming.
We can't kill Dynamo. Really bad.
You're fine.
Oh, no. This has never happened before. Someone's going to have to do a Mrs. Doubtfire.
I keep thinking something's going to happen though, like he's going to cough up a rabbit or something.
Ready?
Ready.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
I don't know why I love that one so, but I do.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go.
Is there more?
Final one.
I feel like you're furthering my left side.
I'll go for the right.
Cool.
And now over to Radio 2, and it's Vanessa Feltz with more enlightening letters from her listeners.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Thanks, Vanessa. Still my favourite.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? That was today's Innuendo Bingo. How wet are you on a scale of 1 to 10, Dynamo?
9.5.
Yeah. Chris?
You're soaked, yeah. 8.
Yeah. You were very polite. You were a gentleman. Thank you very much, Dynamo. That was Innuendo Bingo. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
And that's it. Another Friday podcast done. I really enjoyed that. So next time we're going to do it from the pub.
I think why not, because most people probably will be listening to it on either their Friday night or like over the weekend, so why not?
Yeah.
Weekend vibes.
Enjoy.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun? How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.